This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 10th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. 45Z guidance likely coming today. Economists cast doubt on Trump's deficit reduction plans. And Rollins, hearing probably delayed. Biofuel subsidy requirements expected today. Today could be a big day for the biofuel industry. The Treasury Department expected to release highly anticipated interim guidance for the valuable new clean fuel tax credit known as 45Z, industry sources say. The guidance will be used to determine eligibility for the tax incentive for sustainable aviation fuel and other products. However, it will ultimately be up to the incoming Trump administration to finalize the requirements. Now keep in mind, the credit took effect on January 1 to replace previous biofuel subsidies. The delay in formal Treasury guidance has caused some scale back in production. By the way, in conversations with Trump administration nominees, including the president-elect's pick for Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas said he's stressing the importance of renewable fuels to the well-being of agriculture. Moran said yesterday, quote, "If we lose markets in a tariff battle, all the more reason that we need to have every other market that we can have, and renewable fuels is and can become an even greater proportion of what we do with what we produce." Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota told AgriPulse, President-elect Donald Trump supports American energy and understands the value of agriculture-based energy. However, Trump is rightfully going to want to engage with House Republicans to rip a lot of the bad policy up, he continued. House Republicans introduced bill to facilitate Trump's Panama Canal purchase. A group of House Republicans led by South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson has introduced a bill to authorize the purchase of the Panama Canal, citing Trump's interest in returning it to U.S. ownership. During a lengthy news conference at Mar-a-Lago this week, Trump claimed the U.S. needs the canal to bolster, quote, its economic security. President Trump is right to consider repurchasing the Panama Canal, Johnson said in a statement announcing the bill. He also echoed Trump, arguing that growing Chinese interest and presence around the canal is a cause for concern. Now keep in mind, the canal is fully owned by the Republic of Panama. Chinese companies have been involved in specific infrastructure contracts in and around the canal and concession deals at nearby ports. The U.S. is the canal's biggest user. Around 70% of the annual shipments that go through the canal come from or go to U.S. ports, including around 600 million bushels of U.S. soybeans. Take note, the U.S. reserves the right to use military force to defend the canal's neutrality. But Mike Steenhoek, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says he's seen no sign of Panama favoring any single country's ships. The Panamanians have done a very credible job in maintaining and improving the canal and its operations, Steenhoek told AgriPulse yesterday. He doesn't anticipate any disruptions to U.S. producers' use of the canal stemming from Trump's rhetoric or future negotiations. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Rollins hearing likely delayed. Brooke Rollins' confirmation hearing may slip past next Wednesday, the targeted date. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said yesterday the panel doesn't have all the paperwork it needs from her. It's just hard to get everything together, Bozeman said, but he added the committee is, quote, working with her, working with the transition team. We're moving in the right direction. Asked if Democrats were seeking additional documentation, Bozeman said Senator Klobuchar and her staff are being very, very cooperative. Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota Democrat, is the committee's new ranking member. RFK Jr., Hill visits are going terrific. Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., continued to meet with Senate Republicans and some Democrats this week. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who has been skeptical of Kennedy, given some of his comments on agriculture and pesticides, said the nominee was, quote, much more reasonable than he expected. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas also indicated the meeting was productive, but both Republicans opted to wait until Kennedy's confirmation hearing to make a final decision on their support. Top economist doubts Trump can hit deficit reduction target. Goldman Sachs chief economist is doubtful the incoming administration can meet its steep targets for reducing the U.S. budget deficit. Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has a plan dubbed 333 to slash the deficit, boost economic growth, and spur U.S. energy production. The plan aims to reduce the deficit by 3% of GDP, achieve 3% annual GDP growth, and lift U.S. energy production to 3 million barrels of oil a day. In 2023, the federal budget deficit was above 6%. Maybe we can bring it down somewhat below 6, Yahatsi said. It's going to be very difficult to get down to 3%. Here's today's final word. We need to be recognizing that there is a paradigm shift in the markets where we do business. The population is declining. That has implications on food consumption, and that has implications on population age. So many trickle-down effects will impact agriculture. That John Newton, former GOP Senate Ag Committee economist and current executive head of Terrain. He discusses the farm economy in 2025 and how ag exports may be forced to adjust in the future on the next episode of AgriPulse Newsmakers, available today at AgriPulse.com. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.